But landing, and that was in summer of 1980 for the start of salmon season. And I was supposed to come up just for the summer and work salmon and then go back to Seattle and go to school. That's certainly what my parents were expecting, and me too. And when I got off the plane, the same thing, walking out through the mud, and there's, you know, the luggage being just tossed in this big pile on this pallet, and this forklift was coming out to pull it off, and I couldn't see a parking lot. I didn't know who was supposed to meet me. I was right out of high school, and this little Filipino guy comes walking up, and he says, "You here for Panalaska?" I said, "Yes, follow me." Okay. So off I went. And went to work at Panalaska over on the Unalaska side.
And fortunately for us, well, Shirley might say unfortunately, but fortunately for us, in 82, I think it was late 82, she became roommates with my now sister-in-law, Julie Pound, who is now Julie England. And they were roommates at Panalaska, and Julie helped to pay for my way up here when I came up here. And so I met Shirley, and well, the story hasn't stopped. It's still going. We became great friends, and we were so young, and this community was so different than it is today. I mean, it was a great community. It was difficult, I think, for probably the first couple of years, to really decide that this was my home. Mm-hmm. I was a city girl, and it was difficult to decide that this was my home. And when I did, that's what made this home. And but oh my gosh, the days when we first came up here are legendary. People don't see what, I mean, they, I don't think they really truly understand
what, and you'll never see it like it again.
It was a young community for the most part. It was a working community. There were not a lot of kids here. It was a novelty when somebody actually had a baby. Everybody was excited about it. People lived in old World War II buildings and brought water to their houses, didn't have plumbing, you know, didn't have electricity. And
yeah, you know, that always terrified me. And I didn't want to do that. Some people, you know, they'd leave the shore plant and go out and, you know, find a job and find a place to live. And that just scared me to death because I thought, I can't do that. That's much too hard. And so living at the plant and the housing there with all these just different people. It's the first time I'd ever been surrounded by so many different cultures and people that I'd never, you know, completely, everything was completely new to me and kind of scary sometimes. But I really am impressed that I survived Julie as a roommate.
I am too. Yeah. Because I barely survived her as a roommate after she left you.
Oh man, we did have fun. And what you said earlier, Tammy, is so interesting because you basically said that you grew up here at the same time the town was growing up. And I agree 100% because there were so many major changes in this community. When I talked to folks who have been here, who'd been here long before I had, you know, had been kids growing up to that time when we came at 19, and it seemed like things were really just calm and nice, and they played in the streets and, you know, ice skated in the streets sometimes and just did all sorts of fun things together as kids. And then all of a sudden these fisheries change, and the king crab in what, 81, 82 really went downhill, went bust, and things were kind of quiet for a couple of years. And then this new pollock came on, and all of a sudden businesses were starting up right and left. People were starting businesses out of the back of a pickup truck, literally, or, you know,
World War II building. Days is when it really started to recover, the economy started to recover.
And then the town started, it started changing again. It started maturing into something completely different from this peaceful, beautiful town where the kids played into the street to just this crazy 24/7 on steroids, type A personality work camp. And that's what we, were, you know, basically thrust into at a very young age. And then it's interesting to me is now I'm in my 40s, and the community has changed again and gone away from that type, really type A mentality and crazy, crazy work to just a nice, steady stream of work where everybody, not everybody, but most people, that you've got your weekends, you've got your evenings off. We never had weekends off or evenings. What's a weekend?